Craig will be doing the game with Susan. So, in honor of that, Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
And of course, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. Yes, Craig Carton, Susan Waldman will be on the call right here on The Fan all weekend long. Doubleheader tomorrow, and then of course, the game on Sunday. So my Cinco de Fivo is the top, because I think I know Craig pretty well. I worked with him on Boomer and Carton. I'm part of their coaching tree. Just ask them. They'll take credit for me, I'm sure. And I worked with Craig in the afternoon as well on Carton and Robert. So I have a pretty good idea of how Craig is on and off the air. So the Cinco de Fivo today is the top five things Craig is looking forward to doing at Yankee Stadium. All right? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Meeting Aaron Boone. Now, Craig and Aaron Boone are texting buddies. They, or as Tiki would say, I wrote Brian Daboll. Like, yeah, it's a letter. Like, it's a carrier pigeon. You texted him.
That's, well, I mean, that's what you assume. When you say write, that means that you texted him.
Yeah.
Who writes letters anymore?
You're just such an eloquent guy. I wrote Brian Daboll. As if you're in war and you're writing home to your sweetheart.
I'll say I reached out now.
I prefer text. But anyway, he's texting Aaron Boone all these years, for years, Tiki, because Aaron used to do a weekly spot with us. Now he's with the John Boy guys, who do a great job. So he got Aaron's number. So they are like texting buddies. And I'm sure they never text about baseball, but they text all the time. They've never actually met.
How is that possible?
Because
was he never in studio?
He was never in studio, and when we went to either the Hard Rock or Yankee Stadium, he didn't stop by for whatever reason. We didn't have him on. So Craig and Aaron Boone have been texting for years. It's like a catfish situation. Like, they've never actually met, but now they have to meet. Like, well, I think Craig discussed this. They got to meet. Oh, come on. He's going to be at this. He's going to, I think, so Craig was on the morning with Jerry and Willie Colon. I didn't listen, but I saw the, I was driving my kids to school. So I didn't hear it. But no, I saw the quotes, and he said that he wanted to get there early today. Now, obviously, the game's not happening, but he was going to get there at 2:30. He was going to go to the locker room. He was going to do all these things. So I assume they're going to run into each other.
All right, so he's going to get there early today. He's not going today because it was rained out.
Yes.
Tomorrow, he's going to be there for gazillion hours. Is he going early tomorrow?
I would assume he would. So he said he was going to get there today at 2:30. So it's a 6:30 pre. So what is that? 4 hours before, yeah. 12:30, 8:30? I think Craig will be there between 8 and 9 tomorrow. Got a doubleheader.
Tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got to prepare, and he's also got to do everything that's going to be on this list. So that was five. Here's four.
Number four.
I couldn't believe... So I never thought of this. When this all came out, obviously we were all super excited. What's he going to say? What's his interaction going to be like with Susan? How is the broadcast going to sound? I didn't think of this, Teak, until he said it. Now, this is a Yankee thing, but what am I holding in my hand here? SNY, you're seeing it right now, Teak.
My Mets Bible.
Okay, this is
a loser.
Correct, you are. So My Mets Bible, Scoring 30 Years of Baseball Fandom by Evan Roberts. This is a book. You could buy it on Amazon. This book is not happening without Craig. Craig pushed Evan to do this book to score games. Craig discussed this tonight, and I didn't even think of this. When you're doing play-by-play, and this is so ironic, Craig's going to have to score the game. He's the play-by-play guy.
But does he know how to score a game?
I mean, what, you write somebody's name down on a piece of paper.
No. You write somebody's name down on a piece of paper, but then to determine, like, the scorecard has to look a certain way, right? Like, it has to be
anatomically, Adirondacks.
I know what I'm trying to say, but I can't say.
That's all right. We know what you meant.
You got to write on it,
yeah,
right?
I'm sure somebody's smarting him up, or Evan. Maybe talk to Evan.
I don't know. Let me see Evan's book real quick.
So this is what I would say.
I don't think he knows how to do it. You gave me a scorecard, I wouldn't know how to do it unless I had practiced it.
Interesting. Well, maybe he's practiced, because I would assume that helps you along the game, right? You go down, so-and-so's 1-for-4, the whole deal.
Annotated, by
the way. You got a producer in the booth and all that. Having worked with Craig all these years, and especially when I was a producer for him on Carton and Roberts, so I would do what is called a show sheet, right? You'd put a show sheet out there. Evan would blow his nose in it. Craig would leave it in front of him, but he would always, like, I'd walk by to give him reads, and he would doodle on it. So I'm thinking, this guy's going to be sitting there doing two baseball games. He's going to have all kinds of scribbles on a scorecard. He's going to be doodling all over it. So by the third inning, I question whether or not he's actually going to be scoring the game.
Have you looked at one of these scorecards?
No. What am I, nuts? I'm not a serial killer.
This scorecard.
That's ridiculous. But that's also, Evan, that's an elite level of scoring.
So if you look at this scorecard and you look at the detail that Evan uses to score games. Right. And it's like what the guys pitched, how many innings.
Who he took
I'm
the
a
prom.
Loser.
Yeah, who
like,
he took the prom.
He has the standings on the side so he can reference that if he ever needs to. You think Craig can do this and talk with Susan and call a game?
No.
Exactly.
No, I don't think I'm lucky that Craig's gonna. By the way, the irony of this is Craig's gonna have to sit there for 18 innings on one day. A guy who just is like bored by the second inning. He leaves earlier than you do, Teak, when we go to baseball games. So this is just funny to me. Evan, I love what you just said there. In theory, Craig or Emmanuel or Justin Shackle or Ricky Ricardo, Gary Cohen, all these guys, they might have to reference the standings. When will Evan have to reference the standings? Why does he put that in there? He's never going to reference the standings.
He I'm just a loser.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
That's why he puts
you
it
You never
there.
Really have to keep a scorecard anymore either. It's all if you keep your computer in front of you, you'll have everything you need to know.
Right. This is just
in real time.
You're saying if you're calling the game.
If you're calling the game, yeah. Like I do with Delphi University baseball now, much smaller scale, obviously,
sure.
than the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But I sit there with the computer. It's real live stats that get fed to me through the Northeast 10 network.
Now, Scones, do you think most people are like you, or do you think more people are old school and score the games, you know, pen and paper?
I think nowadays more people are like me. Like Keith Hernandez, you see his scorecard. He's got everything highlighted and
yes.
stuff, but he's old school. But I think more people are more like me. Now, I do think they keep a scorecard in front of them to jot stuff down, just, you know, minor stuff that they want to just jot down quick. But I think the modern day broadcasters more looking at the computer as they get real time stats fed to them.
Nice.
Makes sense. It's, it's easier that way.
Right. It
100%.
Is.
Yeah, it's less work.
You and you can categorize.
You just got to react.
Right.
Yeah.
Number three.
Okay. Number three in the top five things Craig is looking forward to doing at Yankee Stadium. Taking credit for the Yankees winning. Now, I've known Craig long enough to know that if the Yankees, and they will because he's doing these games, if the Yankees sweep these games, Craig will tell you he turned the season around. He launched the Yankees to another World Series. It was me that did it. I did the games. I brought them back. I don't know if he's doing a pig spanking before the game. I have no idea. It's an early game,
what
so probably not.
What is a pig spanking?
Oh, how much time you got? So Craig, you never,
never
heard of the
heard
pig spanking? So Craig would do this for years at the tailgate, either a Jet game or Giant game. Before the game, they would do a pig roast, and they would be a pig.
Oh,
you
like
know.
A literal spanking of a pig.
So Craig and others, you could come up to the pig, and you know the Met celebration they do now? You can see it on SNY. You could come up to the pig and give it a little a smack on a tush. And a pig spanking.
And
it would bring good luck.
For good luck?
Yeah. And his record is like impeccable. I don't know what the record is, but it was amazing. So, yeah, that was sort of to either turn a season around or to bring good luck.
You would then cook and eat the pig, correct?
I would imagine. Yes.
Right, just making sure.
Yeah, but it was more about the spanking. It was not a cookout. It was more of a spanking of the pig. So, yes, Craig taking credit for the Yankees winning is number three.
Number two.
The tie-in. Food. Now, Connor Greeny's working with us behind the scenes. Amazing. Deserves more than what he's got here. He's great behind the scenes. Great with drops. I think he'll be the next Eddie Scazzeri. I think he's that good with drops.
Love you, Connor.
The best. He does part-time fill-ins as a producer, which is the Matt Shortest role. Now, Connor, you're not doing these games, right?
I'm not. No, Matt will be doing both these games.
Okay.
Or all three.
All right, so Matt, if you're not listening, so Matt Shortest will be Tommy Lugau for the next 3 days. So, number two on this list is food. Especially 18 innings of baseball tomorrow. Craig will have Matt Shortest running around for him, getting him, hey, get me some pizza, get me some wings. I'm only going to take one bite and then throw it out. But he's going to be eating at Legends. He's going to be eating everywhere. And he's going to have this poor Matt Shortest guy running around the entire stadium, getting him food. Can you let one of my sons in the building? It's going to be chaotic. Just take it from me. Al Dukes will tell you this as well. It's chaos. It's Captain Chaos. Matt, you will be his Al Dukes. You will be his Tommy Lugauer this weekend. You are his producer, but really you're like his runner. You're his lackey. That's what you are this weekend. You're not really a producer. You're going to run around and get him food the entire weekend.
Nice.
Because Craig's going to want to try everything.
Of course.
The ice cream and the helmet. That's
have
a big
the
one.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Now, Craig is both a Yankee and a Met fan, so he won't mind, like Evan, eating out of a Yankee helmet with some ice cream in it.
Number one.
And number one, of course, is calling the game with the great, the legendary Susan Waldman.
Yeah, of course.
Tiki. And I mean, this is just... the world is waiting for this one because this is going to be... I cannot wait to listen to this
everybody's
broadcast.
Talking about the drama that could ensue. I don't think there will be any.
I agree.
There
will be none.
I don't think it will even come up.
Nope.
He's going to call the game like he was going to call the game.
He'll be wacky. He'll be funny. He'll be goofy.
And Susan is an ultimate professional.
The best.
I don't see how it's any other way than that.
No, I actually... So Yes, Craig will come up with funny calls. Nobody was happier on the planet when the Yankees got Jazz Chisholm than Craig Carton. Because Craig is, I'm telling you right now, like, it won't be a slip of the tongue, by the way. A lot of people screw up his name. Craig will probably do it on purpose. Nobody was more excited than Craig. He will have his shtick with the guys. What I'm looking forward to, though, is the banter. That's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah, the play-by-play, that's all well and good. Mm-hmm. If Craigie gets a big moment, which I'm sure he will, like a walk-off or something like that, great, awesome. And if he has a mistake, obviously we'll play it on the air a million times. The banter between Susan and Craig during these games, especially a doubleheader. Yeah, they're sitting in the booth together for 18 innings.
That's what Susan does so well.
The best. It's amazing.
It's,
yeah.
It's worth the listen, just to listen to her stories and to hear her discussing whatever it is she's discussing.
Yes.
So that's going to be the fun part.
I love that because, look at me here, but no, when you're calling, and I've never done either, obviously, but when you're calling a game, and what am I saying here?
Yeah.
Tiki does this.
Right.
When you're calling a game on TV, Teak,
mm-hmm.
the audience can see what's going on.
Of course.
So you don't have
to describe everything.
We still have somebody to describe something, but it's storytelling. It's people could see what's going on.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So
accenting the visual.
Yes. Storylines, the whole thing. On radio, you have to paint the picture.
Yeah, which I've done both of.
So yes.
I've called games on radio and I've called games on television.
Which do you prefer?
Radio is easier.
Really?
Because you can be behind. You know what I mean? So you can tell a story and a play can happen and you can be behind it and still tell you what happened and then finish the story. Whereas in TV, it's like, get it out.
Yeah.
Get it out. TV is obviously, it feels more intense.
Sure, because we could see what happened, so we know if you screwed up.
Yeah,
radio, you could just make it up. Oh, fly ball caught.
And meanwhile, that's what I mean. You have to be on television.
Yeah.
Like, a massive play happened. You can't be like, oh, yeah, that was a good play.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody sees, you're like, what the hell is he saying? That was a phenomenal play. Or, that was terrible. Like, you get scrutinized immediately.
So, I have done this, and I've criticized him for this. You could argue, I would say that. One of the top plays in the history of sports, Eli to Tyree.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Buck's call of that. It sounds like he just woke up from a nap. To be fair, and I've criticized him for it, it's visual, though. He let the play be the play.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be as over the top. Where that's a radio call, you need to be like, the ball stuck to his helmet! The ball stuck to his helmet! Where Joe Buck could do the old fly ball caught. Well, that broadcasting school really paid off. You can be less enthusiastic, T, because you see it happening.
I don't know if I've heard Bob Papa's call of that play.
I've heard it, but not in a time. Maybe the guys can pull it up for us at some point here. And Bob's great. Yeah, that and also, too, obviously, with Bob, you're calling every Giant game.
Yeah,
like, the emotion
the
that
feeling.
Bob, correct.
Right.
He can capture that emotion of Giant fans because he's, you know, who he is. Where Buck, obviously, it's more of a national call. Mm-hmm. But the radio, and that's why Craig, who's done radio forever, the theater of the mind, like, he can describe everything, be funny, the banter. And that's what I think people love about Craig, is his ability to tell the story. And he can do, you know, there were times on Carton and Roberts, and I used to work with, obviously, Big Mac and Evan and Tiki. Teak, there would be times where I was running for food or letting one of his children into the building or who knows. I mean, it was just every day was a new day. I used to say this about Craig. Working with Craig is like riding Space Mountain for the first time. You have no idea where the turns are going to be. You have no idea where the dips are going to be. You have no idea.
Right.
Only Craig knows.
You're in the blind. You can't see anything.
Only Craig knows. One time he goes to me off air, and me and Connor, working behind the glass here, had a chuckle about it. This was back before, you obviously think you know Ronda Rousey, MMA.
Right. Yeah.
Before she debuted with the WWE. She was supposed to be, there was rumors that she was going to be a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble, okay? So, Craig had a relationship with Ronda, I guess. I think she came on a few times with Boomer Carton Super Bowl week. I vaguely remember that when I worked with them. But he had a relationship with Ronda, so he had her number. So, he gives me Ronda Rousey's number. Like, it's like, you know, hey, Ronda, what's up? Can you come on? He gives me Ronda's number, right? And then we go to a break, and he goes in, he opens the door, only like Craig. He looks at me, he goes, hey, Tommy. Order a pizza and call Ronda Rousey. And I'm like, well, what order? I mean, which one would you prefer? But that's how he is, man. Like, so, and we didn't get Ronda, obviously, because she, and by the way, she ended up being in the Rumble.
Did she answer?
She didn't, but because she was number 30 in the Rumble, she didn't want to give away the surprise. And she ended up winning the Rumble that year. That was her debut in WWE. She's no longer with the company. But that's just, yeah, that's the chaos of it. So it'll be a fun broadcast. You're going to hear it here all weekend long on WFAN, doubleheader tomorrow and on Sunday. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Michael in New Providence. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Craig was on Recco today at 6 a.m., whatever, or 9 a.m. he was on.
9:30, I believe.
And he was saying that, right, and he's friends with the sous chef at Yankee Stadium.
I'm sure he is.
And every two innings, they're going to bring him something new.
Every two? I would expect every batter, they're going to bring him. So, you know how much food is at Yankee Stadium? Craig is going to try everything.
He's going to bring him something new.
Yes, it'll be like a Yelp review because he'll eat the food. And by the way, this is going to be great.
It's genius.
Well, genius. Here's the other thing too with Craig, and this used to drive people nuts. I didn't have a problem with it. He would chew while talking on the air. Now he's going to be eating. I almost would guarantee you he's going to be calling while he's eating. I'm telling you
somebody's going to call him and tell him to stop.
He's going to be eating popcorn, calling the game.
You can't be loose like that.
Why not?
You can't.
Why not?
Because it's a Yankee game.
No, but you watch it. Yeah, but that's what it's about. It's loose. You think he's going to be buttoned up and professional?
Not buttoned up, but I think he'll be professional. And that's.
But that's how he is. But we expect that from Craig. We expect him to be eating. We expect him to be reviewing the food. Oh, and oh, by the way, somebody just grounded out the shortstop. Who was that, by the way? All right. But meanwhile, the popcorn or the pretty girl in the fourth row, hey, that's what we want to hear. We also want to hear the play-by-play. He's brilliant. Just ask him. But, I mean, he's going to be telling us also about the experience at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
The theater.
In real time.
Yeah, absolutely. 888-808-1019 is the number to call.